That's a nice shirt, by the way.
Happy Friday, people. How are you?
Morning, man.
How you doing, dude?
A little frazzled.
Yeah, you walked in the office, what, like 30 seconds ago?
Yeah, literally. Daughter's back in school. Everybody in my life's working. Got to be a dad.
You know, you have responsibilities too, Aaron.
I know.
It's not just you.
I know.
It's not everybody else. You do too.
Hey, the buck does stop with me in that arena.
I know. I get it.
Yep.
Even though you stress me the hell out. some sucker. Well, welcome, man. Friday morning, baby.
Hey, you've been giving me pass me down shirts. I need that one.
Yeah, no kidding. This is a good one.
It is.
Heavy, like canvas or I don't even know what you call it, but it's a heavy shirt.
It's
a good Harley shirt.
It is a good Harley shirt.
Yeah. What's going on behind you there?
We have some new eyewash Darian made for us and a TV display, so I don't just have to stand in front of a whiteboard.
Well, it's about time, dude. I was getting tired of looking at the whiteboard.
Up in my side of the room.
Which one of those dudes are you?
Well, the pretty one, of course.
Right. Yeah. Whatever.
Gabe saw that and he's like, Dad, he goes, you got the Hollywood hair. His beard's close, but Dean looks just like him.
Got the rough look. My beard's going everywhere. Got the hat on.
Aren't you growing it back out to that?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I don't know about to that, but it's winter, man. It's October. Yeah. It's I always start in October instead of the no shave November.
See what happens in 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look at the length. We'll get her down to about here.
You think you can do that in 2 months?
I think so.
Wow.
We'll see.
Wow.
My hair grows pretty quick.
That's healthy.
Yeah. Well, welcome, everybody. It's been kind of a crazy week, man. I feel like I'm just busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, dude.
You have been. Maybe it'll slow down a little bit now.
I don't want it to slow down. No, I like being busy.
Busy is good. I don't wish that on you. I just meant that the busy is out of the way a little bit. Maybe you can breathe for half a second.
Right. Well, you know, it's been a good week. I had a couple closings yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Here, got to do a little bit of bam. Check that out. Woohoo. Had one closing. I don't have a picture for the other one, but they should both be funded and ready to rock and roll today. And I can turn over some keys, baby.
Heck yeah, get some people in their new house.
My favorite part.
Yeah, handing over the keys. That is a good part.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about, really.
It's what it's all about. And you've been busy too, man. Out showing houses. You got all kinds of stuff coming up over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll throw them up. Let's just talk about them right now, huh?
Yeah.
Bam. There's yours, dude.
Is
up
it
on the screen.
Stansberry Open House.
Stansberry Open House, baby.
Yeah. We're working on doing a little bit of a price correction on it. Just bring it in alignment to get it to move. And we're opening it tomorrow, 11 to 2. It's a great property. It's 2,400 square feet. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath.
Sweet.
Beautiful house. Lots of customizations. He's a countertop guy and he does Euro glass. So, I mean, as you can imagine, those bathrooms are just incredible.
Yeah. Way cool.
Yeah.
And then I know Shauna has one as well. Got hers up there. It's a condo in Holiday.
Yeah. In Holiday for $310.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 940 square feet, I believe. 2-bedroom, 1-bath.
You know, I went in the rain. We both got soaked. She stepped in a river and, and put up a sign that you had to go pick up like an hour later.
Yeah, Johnny Duguid was there in the complex, making sure we knew no signs were allowed.
And their sign was stupid. Can I say this?
Condos for sale. Yeah, so basically we're able to load a flyer.
You give people just a tiny bit of authority.
I don't see how that benefits anybody not being able to properly market the home you're part of a community in. It hurts.
Let's
the community.
Be honest. They don't give a shit.
It hurts Aaron. The community, man.
It does. And it's, you know, it's irritating. But
it's right there, though, off Murray Holiday Road and right behind the old training table. And right there on the corner, there's the I think it's Fresh Market there or Sprouts.
Yeah.
And then behind the liquor store, but it's a great unit. It's a ground level back in the back of the community. So it's, wooded, beautiful.
Yeah.
Right by a river.
It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It sits off the main street. So you got Highland right there, just directly to the east.
Yep.
And where the mall used to sit.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's right.
So, and boy, are they building that area up right now.
That's crazy what's going on over there.
And those babies are spendy.
Are they? Man, I need to take a look at that. Maybe go tour them.
We should.
Yeah, it'd be good idea.
Big time spendy, dude. Really. So, all righty.
Well, this is an inexpensive way to get into Holiday. So if anybody has any kids or relatives that are from the area or want to be in the area.
I'm laughing because Matt's texting me saying, you said shit on the program. Welcome to me. That's a calm word.
Yeah, we're lucky. That's reserved. That's careful. Right.
Welcome home, Matthew.
Where's he been?
I think he had some kind of an event back east with Clean Spark. I saw some posts where
back
he had
educating, teaching people about crypto and
just finance. You know, finance and clean energy and the whole bit. You know,
Cool.
he's got his fingers in a lot of that stuff, and he's really, really good at it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. So welcome back home, Matthew. Hopefully, I get to spend some time with you this weekend, buddy, and we'll drink some high dollar whiskey.
I'm coming then.
Okay. So quick shout out tonight. For those of you around here that have ever been up on South Mountain.
It's today.
Up in Suncrest.
The Royal?
The Royal on the Ridge. That's the new the
Exciting.
Ridge. My buddy's restaurant up there / pizza shop / whatever. His daughter Tara took it over and has been just busting her hump to get everything set up and ready to roll. So tonight we're and you can come and go with us,
awesome.
Dude. I'm gonna bring out the creeper, my rat rod,
oh, yeah?
and burn it up there. And Todd lets all of his friends and family come and hop in one of his souped up supercars, and we parade up there and have a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
And it's gonna
be excited to see what Tara's done up there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So everybody and anybody, the ridge now is called Royal.
That's
on the ridge.
That's up at the Suncrest.
Suncrest, right at the stop sign. You just go directly to the south, and it's right there. Killer food, killer atmosphere. Just a great place.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So, a little shout out to you, Tara, on that one. Matthew said, yes, sir. Welcome home. All right, brother. Well, what are we going to chat about today, dude? We've talked about
some of
the funds going on.
Uh-huh. We talked about our opens. We have
I know what I want to talk about really quick.
Okay.
Anybody and everybody on Monday, this coming Monday, starting at 4:00, 4 to 7:30. Aaron, didn't you actually go out there and kind of check this place out?
Yeah, I was cruising by and just wanted to kind of take a peek at what they're putting together. And
what'd you see, dude?
Oh, man. Acres and acres of, obstacle courses. They've got cornhole. They got bounce houses. They got blow up slides.
You said cornhole.
Yeah. That's funny as I pointed it out that I laughed after I showed it yesterday as well. Cause I don't know what it is.
Just sounds funny.
Yeah.
It's just a funny word. I think or it's two words.
Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Cornhole.
You said cornhole.
Cornholio.
Holio.
Yep.
But so anyway, yeah, Monday, guys, Monday afternoon, if you want to go, we got tickets. We got lots of tickets. So freaking hit us up, man.
Come visit.
Bring the kids. Bring the grandkids. We're going to have a booth. The kids can do some simple, easy trick-or-treating before it's even happening. Right. They get a, I think they're doing face painting. They get a pumpkin. All kind, and there's bounce houses and all kinds of fun stuff. I know all my grandkids are coming. It's going to be fun.
It's really set up neat. I mean, honestly, I haven't done one with them yet, and
I haven't either.
Going out there and seeing what they've actually put together, it's neat.
Good. I'm excited about that one, dude. Also, just want to do a quick shout out. A couple weeks ago, we had Courtney on here. She's doing a really cool thing where she's turning 32, and so she's putting together 32 basically baskets. I know my wife was working on her contribution to it, and anybody that wants to help out or donate or even nominate somebody to be a part of that.
So where are they going to, the baskets?
The baskets are basically for any women that, you know, Courtney just is
battling cancer.
She's battling breast cancer, had double mastectomy, and I mean, we talked about, if you guys didn't see that series or that episode that we did, I highly recommend you watch it, because it was pretty touching.
Wow.
I mean, talking to her about how she was just scared to death and all the thoughts going through her mind of, you know, her husband getting remarried so that somebody can take care of her kids. And
wow.
I mean, dude, scary.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm getting chills just talking about it. But anyways,
that shows a mother's love, though, honestly, is putting thought in ahead of time who your husband's going to marry to take care of your children.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And who's going to love my kids. Wow.
So that was episode 25, I believe, was that episode, guys. So watch it and get involved. I mean, here she's going through all these major life-changing things, and then in the middle of it, her husband lost his job.
Oh, wow.
I mean, dude, I could go on and on and on. Talk about the strength of people that are getting kicked in the teeth. She's such an amazing person, and she's reaching out and basically putting together 32, and these are not just simple, easy baskets, dude. I mean, they're pretty cool.
That kind of care, she's putting thought and care into
just them, give to people that are in need. Whatever it is, not just cancer, but people that are just simply in need.
Okay, awesome.
That's it.
That's
going through a hard thing, she said. So, pretty cool thing, man. I'm just telling you guys, you know, be cool and get involved. That's what we love. One last thing, Aaron. I'm just trying to take care of everything here, and then we can get in and talk about what we're talking about. Do you even know what we're talking about? Because you rolled in here so late.
I don't. I thought we're talking about the things I've talked about, or that I suggested we talk about.
Good thing I'm here.
No kidding.
What the hell would happen to this program?
No kidding. You know, we're lucky today you're here.
Thanks, Aaron. So, guys, our mixer next Thursday, the 12th, is going to be, it was actually the very first place we ever did a mixer at the Midway.
Awesome.
Is it Murray or Midvale? Midvale.
Dean, why don't we wrap, I mean, help get some of these baskets for that?
Great idea. We will do that.
Have this be part of the charity we're doing this month, where we ask people to come and contribute and basket contributions.
Okay.
That cool?
Actually, that's a great idea. Okay. That's it. That's what we're doing, is we're going to send out invites, guys. You know, we'll do them personal invites to you. We'll post it out a bunch of times between now and next Thursday, but come out and support the cause. And
Dean, this is about the time we started our mixers.
I think we're hitting our annual, dude.
Is it?
And we're back at the Midway.
Dang. Midway was awesome, too.
I'm
surprised
we did a food drive, and we took a ton of food down to the food bank.
Yeah, that's where our mixers all started.
Yeah, I love it, man. This is seriously one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
And not because of the mixer, but because of the charities that we've supported throughout the last year.
And the great people who keep coming and supporting, huh?
Seriously, killer people.
Our friends and
Other than your brother, I'm a little disappointed in him. He came to the last one.
Yeah, I know. It's been. I think he's trying to.
He's like, I was at the gym. Yeah. He's like, what? Give me a break.
He's super focused. He's really trying to dial his stuff in.
Well, I like his face, so tell him to come out and hang out with us.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we got the mixer coming up. We'll blast that out. But okay. So we just found out that Fannie Mae, and for those of you that don't, I mean, everybody knows what Fannie Mae is, don't they?
They're the big lending body Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. It's kind of the big governing body over lending.
Right.
Set all the criteria.
Government backed, blah, blah, blah. So, guys, here's the bottom line. If you are wanting to buy any kind of a unit or property that has more than one dwelling or unit on it, for example, a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex, previously to what we're going to talk about, you would have had to come up with anywhere from 15 to 25% down, right?
Yeah, and 15% down, rates are out of control. You'd have high MI. It would make
mortgage insurance
and make it super unaffordable to be able to actually buy one of these investment properties because they ding you with rate.
Yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, come on, guys. I mean, when you're looking at a, you know, I sold a sixplex, which doesn't fall into this, but just to give you an idea, I mean, you're talking millions.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, there are some fourplexes out there that, but I mean, they're going to be pushing $1 million.
They are going to be $1 million plus.
I mean, at 25%, dude, you're talking $250,000.
That keeps a lot of people out of that game.
It sure does.
Yeah.
So check this out. Fannie Mae just came out with a brand new program. It doesn't start until mid-November. I think I read November 16th is when it hits. But they are going to offer, I think it said for a duplex, it's 3% down. And for triplex or fourplex, it's 5%.
Wow.
5%, guys.
Wow. Previously, you had to be an FHA owner-occupied to get that.
This one, it is owner. I did read.
But it's not you FHA. Have to,
right, exactly. This is conventional, guys. This is conventional.
Yep.
So you do have to live in one of the units. But, I mean, I have tons of clients that have tried and looked but just couldn't come up with the down and, you know, it was just too rich.
And they got to stick and buy a single door, a home, and they have to afford the entire thing. Now you can actually take that income off those additional units as part of your qualifying income.
Exactly.
These are huge moves. I'll tell you what, you millennials who want to get into the real estate game and actually own assets, this is a way that you can get into
investment property.
This is a way you get into it. Those three other doors will pay the majority of your mortgage and you can enjoy and become a landlord and in the next 12 months go buy another property.
Dude, this is just,
you're so far ahead of the game. It's amazing.
There's been some seriously cool stuff come our way.
It really has.
Recently.
It's
you know,
it's
last
really
week we talked about the whole where you can actually wrap the renovation cost into the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And now Fannie Mae comes out with this amazing freaking product where the American dream, dude.
You know, everybody's so keen on those rates right now, but
worrying about the rates. They're going to change. They're going to come down and you can just refinance.
That's right. These units now, I mean, yeah, rate impacts thing, but you might actually be able to get a property at a great price now.
Well, and even like we talked last week, you know, if you're worried about the payment, they've got three to one buy downs, mm-hmm. whatever it is. We talked about them last week, but I mean, it's doable.
Temporarily buy that rate down, and then in the next, you know, 6 months when rates start coming back down, refi out of it and better your position, but get your name on something.
Exactly.
This is huge.
It's pretty big.
It's going to be fun.
I know. I like it.
Yep.
So any of you out there looking for an investment property where you don't mind living at the investment property for whatever period of time? And I don't know what the qualifications are. How long?
Technically a year.
Oh.
Your intention is technically a year.
That's right. You have to have the intention to live there for a year.
Right. That's the plan.
That is the plan.
Tell you what, guys, it may not, if there's even an idea that this, you know, sounds interesting, let's get an appointment with Dean and I and sit down and kind of create a strategy, at least look at what it looks like.
Stop thinking about it and react.
And even if it's waiting till rates do move, let's get looking at it. Yeah, so when rates move, we find the right deal for you.
I mean, it doesn't hurt for you guys to come and us sit down with you and we chat about it. At least, I mean, it's knowledge, guys. Knowledge is king, baby.
It's a consultation, and it's something preparatory to be able to get your ducks in a row to when it's time, you're ready.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it helps you get a game plan to get ready.
That's right.
Yeah. Instead of just...
Right, or
talking
just
about
or
it.
Just out of fear,
or you, thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thinking of overthinking basically keep you out of making the right moves to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, one of the two closings I had this week was a beautiful couple that basically they bought a new unit and they kept their unit townhouse so that they can start building.
Good for them.
Their portfolio.
Good for them.
The other ones were new home buyers, dude. I also put another cute little couple that I met golfing with my son under contract on a brand new build that they're going to be in before Christmas. It's so cool.
It sounds like you need to go golfing more.
No kidding. With my boys.
Right.
I remember golfing with my dad, dude.
Yeah. Me too.
That's one of my biggest memories right before he died was just going golfing and having him come to my kids' football games. So
yeah. Awesome. Man.
Yeah. All righty. So we talked about the Fannie Mae. We talked about, all the other jibber jabber. What else you want to talk about, Aaron?
Well, there's that, but also kind of bring back one last program that I was excited about is that rapid depreciation. Or basically, when Trump left office, he created a brand new tax loophole and an opportunity. So it's also, this will relate actually to that program that we just talked about, the 5% down multifamily. But basically, you're able to make a purchase on an investment property, and specifically, I'll talk about Airbnbs, which is kind of a hot button. You can buy an Airbnb now. Or an investment property, and you're able to depreciate the vast majority of the depreciation first year. And so what it does is some hard numbers basically is a third of the actual purchase price of the property can be depreciated or written off of your taxes the first year you purchased it.
Wow.
Yeah. So $600,000 Airbnb somewhere.
300.
Yeah, we'll write off 200, but that's probably if you're looking for that kind of a property, that's probably your annual income.
Yeah.
And so now you write that off. You don't have any taxes. There's your down payment. There's the cash flow. I mean, he's basically created an incentivized opportunity to go buy investment properties and experience those appreciations first year. And then next year you could pick another resort town, pick another place you want to travel.
So could you combine this with the other one where you can actually take?
I don't see why not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So not only do you get the major tax breaks with the one program, but you don't have to have a ton of money in your pocket to do the upgrades or whatever it is you want to do.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, they're opening this up wide open to make it, I mean, really attractive and an opportunity to actually get into investment properties. Everybody is interested in doing Airbnbs. Even if it's not in our state, guys, come talk to us about it. We have CPAs and tax advisors that we can put you together with. We have lenders that are, multi-state licensed. They'd be able to, and we have networks of agents that we can put you in front of.
And let's be honest, it helps us because if we refer you out of state, guys, I mean, our whole entire business is ran on referral basis. We count on you guys helping us out. And when you give us a chance to refer you out of state, which I have a couple of those right now in the works, they pay us a referral fee, guys.
Yeah, but it also keeps us tied in.
The mix.
Yeah, we can be watching and taking care of you. Yes,
it's just a win-win-win.
It is, but if you're looking, a couple different places that may be good here in Utah to buy. St. George, obviously, Airbnb, that would be a hot spot.
Idaho,
Moab, Park City,
Matt Lander.
Is he like Lander?
He grew up in Lander.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's up with these Idaho guys?
No, Lander, Wyoming.
Oh,
Wyoming.
Even better.
Yeah, out in the middle where men are men and sheep are scared.
Sheep run scared.
That's actually an ongoing joke. We totally give each other so much crap
yeah.
and have through the years and all of our whole party.
That's awesome.
That and the fact I live in Draper, and we all know what that means.
Mm-hmm. And you have a black wedding ring.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's not just the pineapple. It's the black wedding ring.
Shut up, Aaron. Baby, did you hear that? Look.
Can't even get it off.
You
roll it over.
Bam.
You're safe.
What is red
safe? I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's one of those. I don't know if it's that. I mean,
oh my gosh,
prominent dude. Everything, but I understand. It's like it's a signal.
The subjects that we get on
right.
on this program,
right?
Okay.
It's been a quiet week with concerts.
It has been a quiet week with concerts. You know,
anything coming up?
Can you give
me some notice?
Probably not. Yeah, you didn't come to the last one. That was a good one. You missed a good one. But, I mean, now we're kind of coming into the fall and winter, and it's, you know, everything's moving indoors. And I went and saw Samantha Fish at Commonwealth. That's a killer concert. And the guy that opened for her, we talked about it last week, just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But we got, Tommy Castro is actually coming up.
Is he?
Yeah, like next week, I think.
Okay.
Or next weekend. I think it's a weekend concert.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I'll look.
Okay.
If it's a weekend, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, you take wifey.
I'll take the wifey.
That's okay.
If she'll come.
That's okay.
There's no guarantee she'll even come on the weekend.
I know that's the preference, but I'm a good date.
You're a pretty good date. It's pretty good. You snuggle up well.
Right. It's getting cold now. I'm a good snuggler.
Right. Like I need the freaking heat.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, I think we've yammered enough at you and yacked enough.
Last reminder, Monday, come on out, please.
Monday, pumpkin patch, yes. Baby.
If you have kids, bring
kids
them grandkids.
Come on. We got tickets for you, guys. It doesn't cost you anything but a little time with your kids.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yep, it's fun.
So reach out to us, direct messages, text us, call us, whatever you need to do. We got tickets and would love to have you come out and join us. And then we've got our mixer again next week.
Next Thursday.
Love it. All right, guys. Have a fantastic weekend and week.